Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning. I'm recording this up in the farm fields of Iowa. We're up with our dear friends, the Doses and Shauna Dose. Their daughter, this is the fifth year of an event that she has put together out in the farm land of Hornick, Iowa. And it's at the farm of some good friends of ours, the Jonks. And looks like we're having about 300 plus people here. So it's become quite an event. This is the fifth year. It's called Proclaim. And we just counted a real privilege to be here. Shirley and I gave a presentation yesterday. I'm going to put up a bit of a recording of it. I won't give you the whole thing because it was an hour and 20 minutes, but I'll give you a taste of it so that you can join us for a piece of it anyway. And but I just wanted to go on the theme today of proclaim, or as David says, a song of praise. And praising our Heavenly Father. And we've had different music groups here presenting different. And what's been really fun is a lot of the groups are families, and the kids are up there singing along with them. And it's just precious. And it's been a wonderful time. I just would recommend that next year, because I'm sure there's going to be another one, that you sign up and come. They have camping spots, and there's, if you want to bring a trailer or something, there's places right on site to go. And if you want to have something that's full hookups, there's a really nice park just down the road. So there's lots of options for, and there's some pretty nice hotels too, not too far away either. So there's lots of ways that you can partake of this wonderful event. It's just been great. We've just been really blessed and honored to be a part of it. Anyway, I just wanted to read out of Psalm 145 to kind of set the tone. Great is Yahweh is the title given to it. A song of praise from David. I will extol you, my God, the King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They will pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and they will sing aloud of your righteousness. Yahweh is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Yahweh is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Yahweh, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. Yahweh upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living creature. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. Yahweh preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and forever. I'm going to play this section of what we did, and I want to describe it to you first. We encouraged people to come very close to the platform. We actually spread a blanket out, and we told anybody else to bring their blanket and come and just lay down. And the whole idea of what we were doing was to present a what we called a soaking or marinating atmosphere, in which the sounds of the harp, which were I was playing the harp with music from the Psalms, mostly. And then Shirley was reading scriptures and combining those two, so that we were encouraging people to just let those sounds of those words and the music soak into them, and let the Holy Spirit become alive in their hearts and minds and lives, and speak to them in personal ways about things that the Holy Spirit wanted to speak to them about. And what is amazing to me is the people really engaged in that. Many of them did come very close, and about halfway through I looked out and almost everybody's eyes was closed, and I don't know if they were sleeping or if they were marinating or if what was going on in their hearts and minds. But what we did see, what we did experience, is so many came up to us afterwards, and one of the more common comments was, God was here. He was here. He was here. And that just swelled my heart to hear that feedback, that people, out of the process of what we had presented, experienced the presence of God in their lives. You know, I just want to say that we don't have to wait for some special event for that to be true. God is ever present and desiring to be in our lives, to be real to us, to speak into us, to direct us and guide us and keep us. And in all of these psalms that David has penned many millennia ago are still as current today as they were then when he wrote them. And I would just challenge you to begin to make the Psalms a study of your life, to let God speak to you through these wonderfully prophetically penned Psalms of David and the sons of Korach and Asaph and Moses. They've been preserved for us for a reason, because when life throws some really amazing curves at us, we can find the answers of how to respond here in these Psalms. So I'm going to quit talking now. I'm going to play some of this proclaim. The recording is not the best. We had it. I have a handheld recorder it's pretty good quality, but just the way the speakers were set up and everything didn't come across real clear. But I think it's good enough that you're going to get a little flavor of what we were presenting. And I just pray that as you listen, that you will be blessed, and that possibly even the presence of the Holy Spirit can come to you through these next few minutes of sharing proclaim with you.
Judge you falsely, accuse you, ridicule you, mock you, take you for granted. Doesn't matter. You are Yeshua's hands and feet among his people, his creation. And he says, love them. When you pass through the waters, he says, I will be with you. And through the flooded rivers, he's promised that they shall not overwhelm you. when you are weak, walking through the flaming fire, he said, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. So again, it doesn't matter what others do to you. You have an eternal destiny. Put your eyes on him. Keep your focus on him. And truly, the things of this world will grow strangely dim. Look at others through his eyes. How does he see those people who are tormenting you, treating you badly? They're still his kids. How easy it is to love those who love us. Much harder to love those who don't love us. But he never said only love those who love you. So whatever you wish others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. They will deliver you up to tribulation, though, and put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations for his name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. There's a story Richard Wurmbrand tells of his time in the prison under the communist rule. And he said, we learned to love our communist jailers. Even when they tortured us, we prayed for them and we truly loved them. And there were some that accepted Yeshua as their Messiah, and their lives were changed. This is my greatest commandment, is love. No matter what. So do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. But be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. How can you be faithful in a situation like that if you have hate or animosity or hostility in your heart? We love like Yeshua loved us. Even when we weren't lovable, he still loved us. And he calls us to do the same, to love. Be still. And know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. He has not left you as orphans. He's here, walking in our midst. Feel him touch you on your head, on your shoulder, allow him to minister to you as he walks in our midst. Allow him to heal your heart and remove the heaviness from you. Forgive what you need to forgive. Repent of what you need to be repentant of. Accept his love, for he loves you dearly. You are dearly beloved. And when you are afraid, put your trust in him. When you are afraid, put your trust in him.
Put your trust in him. And that is really the theme of the whole day and night. And our next day, we'll be going back over there in just a short bit, as soon as I finish recording this. And another thing that while we were there, I'm going to play you just one more little clip. It was awesome. Because I stopped playing the harp. And the Holy Spirit, the wind, the ruach, began to play the harp. We were in an outside venue, and whenever the wind comes up, if the harp is in the right direction, it will start to hum. And I wanted you all to be able to hear what that sounds like, because I told my wife, I told Shirley, if the wind comes up, kind of pull back on what you're saying and give a little pause, and I'm going to turn the harp to the wind, and I'm going to let the wind play the music on the harp. And so we got about, I'd say 30, 40 minutes through our presentation, and it had been quite still, and then all of a sudden, the breeze came up, and I said, I'm going to just let the Holy Spirit have his way. And that's exactly what we did. And so I turned the harp to the wind, and this is what we heard. And I want to share it with you. Isn't that awesome? That I never cease to be amazed when that happens. Sometimes I'm carrying the harp back out to the car after a presentation, and the wind has picked up a little bit, and it'll start to hum, and people will just stop dead in their tracks and go like, "Whoa, what's that?" And I've done a little presentation on YouTube about called "Wind in the Harp," and I really believe it kind of is showing us what Psalm 137 is speaking about. It says that, in fact, I think I can bring it up here real quickly. I'll read it to you. Because it says, how shall we, by the waters of Babylon, where we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion, on the willows where we hung up our harps. Why did they hang their harps in the willows? Because the wind would catch the sound. For there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, sing us a song of Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. They couldn't sing a song. They didn't know what song to sing. Their hearts were heavy because they were not in Jerusalem. And so they said, Holy Spirit, we're going to put our harps in the trees and you blow on the harps and you play the song and remind us of Jerusalem and let us not forget Jerusalem. Shirley and I have had the privilege of going to Israel 7 times, and every time I'm there standing on those streets of the old city of Jerusalem, it's just an amazing experience to sense that over the thousands of years, the patriarchs have walked here, the heroes of Scripture have walked here. And that very day, standing there, we had the privilege of walking there and to put our feet on the places where the Scriptures were written from. I want to get back. We've been gone too long. Anyway, that's pretty much what I wanted to share with you today. This is Proclaim, praising Yahweh, letting Him know that we are thankful, that we give Him all honor, we give Him all praise, and no matter what things are looking like in the world, we still declare Him as our King, and we look forward to His kingdom restored. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.